And the next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Jonathan Siffis. The Badgers are the number 13 seed in the Big Ten tournament. We'll take on number 12 Penn State in the first game of the tournament on Wednesday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, thanks for joining us this morning. If you could, give us some quick opening comments, then we'll take some calls, questions from the media.
Thank you, Chris. We're excited to get to India, I think, as you talk about starting another season where everybody's 0-0. And I think going in, knowing, especially for our seniors, and this will be Kelly Carlos's, first opportunity in a Big Ten tournament, and be able to use the experience, I think, as well, and mesh those together. Obviously, with Kelly and Imani Lewis, her starting as a freshman, to go along with somebody like, Marsha Howard, who this will be her fourth tournament, Kendra Van Leeuwen's third, and Nia Beverly second. So I think it's a good mixture of excitement for kids who haven't had a chance to do this yet, blended with understanding of getting ready, right after you've played this weekend for a very familiar opponent. And, for the second year in a row, we're playing somebody for the third time. We're really excited about that opportunity to play Penn State, and hope it's, not hope, but prepare that to be our best opportunity and best outing amongst the three as we kick off the tournament on Wednesday.
Thanks, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media at this time.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Once again, that's star 1. Your first question is from Christy Winner-Scott with BTN.
Hey, Coach. Good morning.
Good morning.
When you're talking about facing a team for the third time, what are the challenges of that? And also, what are the advantages of having that scenario?
Well, I think the challenges is based on the conference season when you played them. And, we played, them earlier in January as opposed to, Michigan and Ohio State, which we both got twice in February. And, I think coming right out of the gate, we played, Penn State on the road after a big win for us at home against Purdue. Played very well in spurts, put ourselves in a position in the fourth quarter to be able to win the game on the road, and they did a better job closing. And then had that opportunity, a couple weeks later back at the Kohl Center. And again, I think another game that we felt like was a great battle. And I think when you play those games earlier on, I think our kids know the personnel well. But now that there's been a little bit of distance, I think going back to make sure you understand what's made Penn State successful on both sides of the basketball. And as a coaching staff, we know, obviously, Tania Page has missed some time. She obviously was back for a senior day on Saturday, and as well as, Aaliyah Smith missing a little bit of time. But I think you have to, our team has grown during that time, Chrissy, and make sure and understand our kids, the different roles that some of the players at Penn State might be in. Trevathio Green was just coming back the first time we played her, and then the second time she played phenomenal. Had 14 points in the first half. So I think that putting those two areas together, it's a great opportunity. I think, again, you never want to look and say, hey, this is somebody that you feel like you match up well with. But I think when you have a familiarity with the opponent, especially knowing this is our postseason right now. And again, we're in a one-plus game situation. We're guaranteed one plus an opportunity to get another one. So I know our kids are excited. We tried to move quickly on to that after the game at Michigan, yesterday, and then as we get started prepared with the team today.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about Marsha Howard this season and how this is really, it seems to have been her best season of her four there at Wisconsin?
Yeah, I think Marsha's continued to improve throughout her career at Wisconsin and, gained honorable mention all Big Ten honors a year ago, but then was, even thrust into more of a leadership role this year. I think probably the biggest thing is understands the sense of urgency that her time is winding down. And I think, you know, going into yesterday's game, had been in double figures, I think, eight straight games, was on a stretch where she was averaging over almost 22 points a game. She was limited yesterday a little bit. She was not able to practice on Friday, but I thought responded. She did not start, but again, she faces a lot of different defenses now. And again, I think she's done a good job of especially helping our younger players understand how you have to be ready, you know, for every practice, every lifting session, every film session. She stays and watches extra film. She gets extra shots up. And it's always great to see a senior, I think, playing their best basketball of their career in the month of February of their senior year. And that's a tribute to her hard work, her continuing to want to improve her game, but understanding, too, of wanting to bring her teammates with her so that we have team success.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, you've also got several young players on your roster, including Amini Lewis, who's really had a breakout freshman year for you. Can you talk a little bit about your young players?
Yeah, you know, we brought a big class in, and unfortunately a couple of them have not been able to get on the floor this year. But, you know, Amini has kind of jumped in, and again, somebody we expected to compete for the opportunity to play a lot. She's grabbed that with full force, and again, I think, as Nancy was talking about, it's never easy for freshmen because, you know, in any conference, let alone the best basketball conference in the country. And, you know, I think she's responded. I think learning curve, especially going through the second time when you're playing some people and how well they know your game and have you high on the scouting report. And I just, you know, again, she's a willing learner. I love that about her. She's able to score the ball in a lot of different ways. You know, I think she's in the top three in six different categories among freshmen in the league. And again, she rebounds the ball well. You know, she's versatile, obviously, as a left-handed post player. She does things a little differently than most of the post players in the league. You know, and then you couple that with, again, for the first month and a half of the Big Ten season, we had Alex Luring, you know, who helped us stretch defenses out of that length. Unfortunately, she's not played over the last several games. But again, that's given somebody like Jasmine Hale and Diamond Bragg, freshmen as well, to be able to have a chance to step in and gain some valuable time. So I think it's always really important that the freshmen are able to be on the floor and understand how important practice is, even if it's not quite their opportunity yet, that they're competing for that and expanding their game and getting them ready, you know, not just for now, but obviously for the postseason as we start building for next year.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, this is your third go-round with the Big Ten tournament. What have you learned from your first two trips to Indianapolis that you can apply this year?
Well, I think when you get there, it's so – I think for our kids, it's so different than anything else you do the rest of the year, even on a neutral site tournament, you know, just the pride, you know, when you walk in and you see, you know, obviously, you and I, Chris, have both had experience in what used to be Conseco Fieldhouse. It's just a pride of great basketball being played in that building and to have that opportunity to kick the tournament off, and knowing that it is, you know, survive in advance. But again, I think to understand the tradition and the history behind the Big Ten tournament and such great teams and great coaches and players, you want to make sure your team understands that. You're not just walking in and all of a sudden it's another Big Ten game. And you only get, you know, if you're lucky, you get four cracks at it as a student athlete. You know, like I said earlier, somebody like Kelly Carlos, this will be her one chance. And I think you have to make the most of that. And again, it's just the professionalism that it's run with the people there, with the Big Ten office. Again, I think that experience is something that our student athletes will remember the rest of their lives. And you want to make sure they understand that going in to not take any of it for granted.
Coach, appreciate the time. We'll see you this week in Indy.
Okay. Thank you, Chris.